Republican Senator Alberta Darling authored the bill. It would require Milwaukee to sell school buildings that sit underused or vacant for 5 years.
To prove a building is still in use, MPS will have to staff it and utilize it to educate children.
During the first 4 years, MPS would not use a building. The city could only sell it to a party that would use it as a school. Darling says MPS has made such sales difficult.
In the past, it's kind of been a shell game and a wild goose chase for some of the charter or choice schools who are very interested in purchasing some of the schools.
The plan would require MPS take annual inventory of buildings it could sell and post the list online. By Darling's account, 28 buildings qualify now. MPS Superintendent Gregory Thornton says not so.
Let me give you exact numbers. There are 15 buildings. 15 buildings in Milwaukee Public Schools where we do not have children, five of which there are plans.
Thornton says those plans include creating a boarding school and a resource center at the former Malcolm X. The superintendent says the district must also keep its eye on future enrollment.
When I look at projections for the next 5 years, I see trends moving up. I see a bigger investment into MPS. If all the facilities are gone, where do I go? Do I build new ones?
Thornton told senators the bill would also force MPS to evict 3,000 students from their schools because they're not at 40% capacity. What MPS really fears is competition, according to Jim Bender. He's with the group School Choice Wisconsin. It advocates for the state's voucher program.
I don't doubt for a second that MPS and the board wants to retain flexibility of their portfolio of schools. The motivation behind that, however, is one that is not one, I believe, that is searching to provide the best opportunities for the best schools in Milwaukee. It is a market share issue.
While Bender says MPS is struggling to keep students, Mayor Tom Barrett takes issue with the state dictating what a local government should do with its buildings.
I feel very strongly that this legislation does exactly the wrong thing when it comes to requiring us to hold on to a building for 4 years for educational purposes only. I hear that, and what I hear is you're telling us that we have to have that building sit vacant for 4 years. Requiring us not to allow us to move it for senior housing, for community centers.
The city of Milwaukee owns the buildings MPS operates. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.